This particular scam is interesting because there is this tool that almost seems purpose-built to help the scammers. And so if you click that first link, you'll be taken to the tool. It's a plastic box with a couple of wires, a button, and some LED lights. And they hook up the two wires to your compressor. They press the button, and then either a red, yellow, or green LED light lights up. And if the red one lights up, well, watch out, your compressor is about to go bad. At least that's what you may be told. And usually it's not true. You know, the purpose of the tool is to test the conditions of the windings. And those are just little wires that are going around, around, around. You know, if you look inside of a floor fan, like look through the little vents, you'll see the windings. And that tool allegedly tests the condition of those windings. However, usually it's just not very accurate for a residential situation. Its best purpose is in commercial. If you had a commercial technician, and if he was taking care of a system on a regular basis, he would buy a much better version of that tool. I mean, that tool is like the cheapest piece of junk ever. He'd buy a much better version. He would test the windings on a periodic basis, starting from preferably from when the machine is new. And then they can see, it's sort of like a trend tool. They can see, is the resistance on the windings slowly dropping? And once it reaches a certain threshold, then they might recommend taking action. You know, and this is for like mission critical systems where, you know, if this chiller goes down, it's going to be cost the company tens of thousands of dollars per day because the servers blow up or something. It's just not a great test in residential. So bottom line is, if they use that tool and they point to the little red LED light, well, you know, there's a chance they could be right. I mean, you know, if they say this garbage hundreds of times over the course of years, sometimes they're going to be right just by luck. But by and large, it's not a very good test in residential. And if you want to learn more, the last three links will take you to more in-depth knowledge about this test. And you know what's funny is, if you read those three links, and if let's just say you processed about half of it and then called the guy back who told you your compressor was going bad because of the red LED, you would probably confuse him with your level of knowledge. So, like I say, sometimes that test might be telling you the truth in a residential situation, but a lot of times it's just not.